Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I want to say thanks this morning to the folks in Kansas that made me feel so welcome last week. I was given several opportunities to speak and really enjoyed a chance to meet some homegrown listeners and make some new friends. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, we're still running hard preparing for me to leave again. I will be part of the Harvest Festival and Salute to the American Cowboy taking place in Silver Dollar City, Missouri. I'll be in Missouri for the last 2 weeks of September. We've been getting cattle moved around, have preg checked and sold the open heifers, and I worked a couple of days at the sale barn, all to help build up my credibility as an American cowboy. The cane crop has been wrapped up and amounted to a whopping 17 bales. But when compared to the 3 bales of corn stalks that I took off that field 10 years ago, 17 bales could be seen as a bumper crop. So far, the irrigation well has been running good, and we will have some alfalfa hay to supplement the cows with. It's good to have the supplement. I'm not sure what the filler is going to be. At least we've not had to battle hoppers through the drought. Count your blessings. We will mark the anniversary this week of the 2001 attacks on our country. It is hard to believe that 11 years have already passed. I'd like to share a poem that was written September 11, 2001. I call this piece, One Nation. Would I have ever noticed, if I had not known, the absence of the trails where the big jet planes had flown? As I looked towards the heavens for a cloud that might bring rain, would I have seen what was not there and ask you to explain? I suppose it doesn't matter, for I know the reason why, and my mind is in a haze beneath this blue September sky as I labor at my duties, working on the land, thankful for my solitude as I try to understand. Dust drifts across our nation from broken hearts and burning dreams. I did not smell the smoke. I did not hear the deafening screams. I felt only numbness as I watched the tragic scene unfold before my eyes on the television screen. To hate is my first impulse, to blow someone away, to make them feel a nation's wrath. And then I bow my head to pray, as the walls come tumbling down, crushing all that is within. I know hate is not the right place for the healing to begin. My country has been struck. It is not a fatal blow. Hope will rise up from the rubble, and the cowards soon will know that our spirit has not been crushed, for that would let them win. And we are in America, and we will build again. Satan has torn the goalpost down. He has not won the game. The cowboy's ride is not completed, as devil's advocates will claim. What they hate most about us is what has made us great, and we will come together to bear the burden of the weight. It will not be fist raised in anger, claiming God is on our side, but humbly seeking Him in prayer to guide us on our ride. We will ask it from our knees, then we will say it, standing tall. We are one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Hoping that it's raining at your place, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.